it follows logically that he would need to destroy his son. Isaiah 53:10 says, God was pleased to crush his son and put him to grief. How much more would he be pleased to crush you for refusing to acknowledge that God hates your sinful life, and therefore made his son the king of all who would repent of their sins that might come out of this false movement and be saved! Be saved from the wrath to come! Lord, that's judgment! Do you not believe Moses, when he accuses you with accusations like God abhors those who shed blood, those who deceive, the boastful and proud, God abhors! Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination before the word of God. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. Assuredly, will not be unpunished. We're going to false whorehouse and hold your spiritual soul out. You're not going to hear anything like this. God abhors you. Jesus testified in Luke 16, 15. Everyone who justifies themselves in the sight of men might be esteemed among men, but they are detestable in the sight of God. Jesus said you're detestable in the sight of God, but you're esteemed in the sight of man. How many people you pray your prayers over and heal? How many people thank you for what you do? How many people esteem you? And if they're doing it, is it because you tell them the truth? Tell them the truth. Is that why the hate Jesus says, I've testified the word that is good and evil? That's the world. Was Jesus trying to catch us? The whole talking about Jesus, he said, you son of a devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to make crooked the straight ways of the Lord? Was he gentle? Was Jesus gentle and humble of heart? Which I do think he was. But he denounced the city to continue to repent of their sins. He said it would be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah that they are judgment than for you. And he said, I praise you, Father, the Lord of heaven and earth. Matthew 1:25, that you hid these things from the wise and revealed them to infants. For this is well pleasing in your sight. So Jesus was pleased, and God was pleased, and some people can't see the truth, and that others can. Is that not what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1? God has made foolish the wisdom of this world, so they can't perceive the wisdom of God in Christ to be saved? Madness to think that this is real Christianity is false activity of a serpent. False activity of a serpent. He speaks with a forked tongue that it might deceive your naive heart. The prudent sees the evil and he hides himself, and the naive perceives and pays the penalty. But those who deceive and flatter. He was flattering words and smooth speech and turn away from them. There is no unity in falsehood. There is only division in falsehood. To not come out from among them, be separate from the Lord. 2 Corinthians 6:14. What business does Christ have with Belial? What fellowship does that? Believer, have an unbeliever, come out and be separate! 2 Corinthians 6:18-18. Come out, be separate. Entire false movements. If you can't believe Moses' words, how will you believe? Moses says Jesus Christ. Moses says everyone who is unjust is an abomination in the sight of God. Deuteronomy 25:16. Moses says, do not follow the nations that I have cut off, for I have abhorred them. Moses says, God hates all workers of sin. God hates all workers of sin. Jesus didn't even come to die for everyone. He said he came to bring division among men. We came to die for everyone. Would he not come to bring peace and unity? He said, do not think I came to bring peace, but rather division. I came to bring a sword to divide man, to divide even families. There's nothing more intimate than families. And Jesus came to separate them because he did not come to save everyone. Hence, there are many people who are sent to death. First of all, Paul. Thank you. Gestures of learning now along with you. Can you tell me sin? Do not believe that. Do not believe Moses.
Moses accuses you, if you do not believe Moses' words, how will you believe my words, says Jesus, John 5, 45, 47. The law of God is a tribute to leading to Christ. You don't understand God's law, then you have fallen short of God's love. That God hates, and therefore he hates all those whom he does not love. Such as wicked sinners. We're all sinners without Christ. We fall into that category. Both of those words do not understand us. May God have mercy on your soul. Son of the devil, spirit of all the pride and deceit.
Thank you. some kind of media?
Sorry?
Do you do some kind of media?
I'm just listening to stuff.
Oh, really? Yeah. I was just wondering if you get the whole dude set up here.
Just listening to people walk by.
Really?
Yeah.
Before?
I'm a sound designer. And I just like listening to stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm really into like filming and media. Mm-hmm. I would like to kind of like make my own music someday, like cool. Dubstep type stuff. Yeah, so. Sure. So yeah, kind of the same.
Yeah, no, I pretty much do sound for film stuff, and sometimes lead crowds or people walking by and stuff. So.
Really? So you record like?
Yeah.
What do they call it?
Traffic.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you're the guy that makes it happen where I can go to freesound.org.
I am a very big contributor to Freesound.
Really? Yeah. Okay. And I put, you know, whatever, footsteps or...
Yep.
Yeah. I used to use... Trying to make my, you know, little videos and stuff.
Cool. Nice.
Sound effects.
Yeah, it's always interesting to hear folks use Freesound. Yeah.
Cool.
I do a lot of stuff with them. So.
Sweet. Do you have a card or anything?
I don't. Not with me.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I'd love to. I try to, I don't know, connect with different media people and stuff. You know, make that connection.
Yeah, I don't think I have
any. Get a number. Or, I mean, anything. Do you have, like, do you have your own website?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I just, like, work for other folks. Sorry, no cards with me.
Have you heard of Compassion to Action?
What's this?
It's called Compassion to Action. Mm-hmm. That's kind of why all these protesters are out here. They're not part of the conference. They're against what we're doing. Really, without trying to explain too much, they're kind of... Whereas the conference is more about loving people and demonstrating like God's love for people. We go out, you know, love on people, tip waiters, you know, try to see that... I don't know, do you believe in God at all? Or
I'm open to the idea.
Okay. We're not hateful. I mean, I can't speak for every single individual because I don't want everybody, but the general people, because we're not hateful people. So it's really hard to have these guys out here kind of coming across as like...
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, because they're trying to... But anyways... If you want to check it out, Compassion to Action.
Okay.
They actually encourage us to bring people. It's in there, so you can get it, just say you're a guest.
Oh, cool.
Or you can come in with me, and I can say, hey, you got to drop. We had to actually register.
If you want me to write my name down for you, I can certainly do that.
Sure. I got to get in there, actually. Shoot, sir. Yeah, I encourage you, tonight, if you're going to check out any night, tonight might be the best night, because the guy who's preaching, he used to be a...
Free food? You might, there's a lot of good people around if you ask them, they might
pick you up. Right now, I just came all the way out. So, I wouldn't be the person to really ask, but there are a lot of good people. They'd probably roll up against the food. I mean, I don't know about money, but... Well, nice meeting you.
I
encourage you to check it out. He's kind of out of the box. I don't know if you know what kind of typical preacher guy, but he has dreadlocks. He's a preacher, and but God brought him out of like gang life. You know, Jesus. Some guy shot at him from like a few steps away, and I missed him. He said he heard God say, "I took those bullets for you. Are you ready to live for me?" Jesus appeared to him face to face, and then he just goes out and just sees all kinds of miracles happen. You know, whether you believe in him or not. This would be the place to check it out and see if it's, you know, see if it's real.
Well, thanks.
Do you need prayer for anything? Do you have any ailments or anything?
I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. What was your name again?
Tim.
Tim. All right, Simeon. Tim. I better get going.
Thank you. Oh!